as you well know, we are very close to the city of Derry that has a population of about 100,000 people. In Carrigans, in Calais, in Newton Cunningham, in Bridgend, and Muff and Burnfoot, all of those smaller rural areas are very close to the border. And in certain cases, a crime can be committed in those towns and the culprit can be across the border into a different jurisdiction. I'm not saying that the crime has been committed by somebody in Northern Ireland, but it's an escape route for people from the south as well as people from the north. So it's that borderline that has created a problem for our local Gardaí. By the time you have a response from the local Gardaí unit, the car or the vehicle is across the border, and it's working both ways because we see vehicles now being dumped along our border areas that were involved in a crime in Northern Ireland. So it's a two-way system. And I'm asking Drew Harris and all of the superintendent that was there to have a look and get a better working relationship with the PSNI.
And indeed, the Garda Commissioner, he didn't commit to increased resources. He did say that there is an existing good relationship with the PSNI, but obviously much more needs to be done.
Yeah, much more needs to be done. Now, what he did say that he's upgrading the technology within the vehicles, and we are getting an increase in vehicles. But in relation to Garda numbers, he didn't make any promises in relation to increasing the Garda numbers. I know the Newton Cunningham area, we do have our quota there. But in relation to the Bridgend and the Burnfoot and the Muff area, we do need to increase our Garda presence there. Now, a lot of our crime activity happens in the rural area, and it's very, very difficult to police that. So I'm also asking the public to be vigilant on anything that they see and report it to the Gardaí as well.